The Avatar Dining Club Mysteries by Huckleberry Hax. Episode 12. The Slow Dance. My guest this evening is called Vanilla Sharp, Indigo Williams told us, and she's a newbie. It was the 12th meeting of the Avatar Dining Club. It seemed remarkable to think that nearly a full year had passed since that first evening in June when I had entered La Berra Verde to meet up with a group of strangers whose only connections were that they were virtual world users and that they happened to live within an hour's drive of the small Italian restaurant in Basingstoke. Indigo Williams was a club owner in the virtual world, and she also made skins for avatars. Mary Ann Middlemarch was a metaverse fashion blogger, as was Jennifer Bitt. Raw Concrete was a builder. Rainy September liked nothing more than to shop and party. And that left me, Leonard, a virtual world novelist, and our founder, Edward, a metaverse role player and actor. A few months back, we'd expanded to include Deadly Number, a maker of board games in the virtual world, but when his subsequent relationship with Rainey had broken apart, we had then lost the pair of them. So now there were just six of us, but of course there was also the virtual guest each month to count within our number. As Raw set up at the far end of the table the laptop which would host her, Indigo, this month's inviter, broke the news to us that we would be getting someone brand new that evening. Raw appeared disgusted, and he threw down in protest a networking cable he'd been just about to plug in. Our youngest member did not appear to be in a good mood. He'd already found time to rant at some length about the abandoned buildings littering the land surrounding his home in the metaverse. This information appeared to be his own personal final straw.
A noob? He cried. How much of a noob?
She's coming up to 2 weeks. Raw groaned loudly and faked himself buckling at the knees.
2 weeks? She'll know nothing. I thought the whole point of the virtual guest is that we get to meet someone interesting who's done something in the metaverse. Noobs are so irritating.
We were all new once, said Jennifer to him.
Indeed, agreed Edward, as he accepted a glass of red wine from our impeccable waiter, Enrico.
What are we, a help desk?
Raw continued angrily.
She's going to be all, how do I change my clothing, and how do I open a box? It's all so complicated, I don't know what to do. Hell, at 2 weeks you don't even know if you like being in the virtual world or not yet. I bet you anything you like she's going to get all judgmental on us and ask us what's wrong with our real lives that we feel the need to hang out in a virtual one.
I never knew you had it in you to argue so passionately about something, Indigo told him. I'd even go so far as to say I quite like this new side of you. If you like me so much, then do me a favour and message your noob to tell them that the restaurant's internet is down and we have to cancel.
I think it's nice that we help out someone new every once in a while, said Mary Ann. What's so special about us that we can't mix with newbies? It's not like we have to do it every month.
Absolutely, Indigo agreed. Hang your head in shame for your elitist attitude, Raw Concrete.
You say that now, said the builder, but in 20 minutes' time you'll be wishing you'd cancelled when you had the chance.
I promise you I won't, Indigo replied. Anyway, our guest has a problem that I thought we could put our minds to.
Sure she has, said Raw. Like I said, she'll be asking us how to open the door in the virtual world. I can't wait to apply my brain to that one. Well, at least Edward will have a break.
You just wait and see, she told him, smiling. Reluctantly,
Roar resumed his connectivity duties, and in due course we were presented with the image of a restaurant. "Hello?" came a voice from the laptop speakers, but there was nobody on the screen. "Vanilla?" Indigo called across the table. "Are you there?"
"I can see you all," said the voice. "You can't see me?"
"All we can see is a restaurant," Jennifer said.
"Oh,"
said the voice, sounding confused. "And I'm not in it?"
"You're using the wrong camera," Roar told her. "Switch to the one facing you."
"How do I do that?"
"And so it begins," the builder muttered at us. "There should be an icon on the screen in the bottom right corner," he said more loudly. "It has a camera with two arrows going in circles around it."
"Oh, yes," the voice said triumphantly. "There, now do you see me?"
The scene on the screen remained exactly the same.
"No," we all said in unison.
"Well, I definitely clicked on it."
"Must be some sort of conflict," Raw said. "Do you have any other programs running on your laptop?"
"What do you mean?" Vanilla replied, and there was a loud thud as Raw hit his head on the table.
"Why do IT people always describe something they don't know how to fix as being due to a conflict?" Vanilla wondered aloud.
"When there's something you don't understand," I said, "invent a new word for it and it will make you look like an expert. Stupid people have been passing themselves off as experts for centuries using that trick."
Raw scowled. "I'm not an IT person," he said to Indigo, and then he looked at Edward. "I could maybe do a remote assist, but that might take ages."
"Perhaps we should leave it as it is," our host advised. "Treat this as a teleconference, at least in our direction."
"I'm really sorry," Vanilla said. "I'm rubbish with computers."
"You are our guest," Edward told her, "and it is our job to accommodate you."
"Let me introduce everyone," Indigo said, and did so. Then Edward commenced upon his welcome speech, including his hard rule that everyone was expected to remain within their metaverse identity for the duration of the meeting. "That done?" he asked Vanilla. "Why don't you tell us what you do in the virtual world?"
"She's 2 weeks old," said Roar. "I bet she hasn't even left the welcome centre yet."
"As a matter of fact," Vanilla told us, "I'm a lot older than that in the metaverse. It's only this account that's 2 years old."
Roar glared at Indigo. "You never mentioned she was an alt."
She stuck her tongue out at him. "You never asked."
"Actually," said Vanilla, "I'm not an alt either. An alt is an alternative account that runs parallel to your main one. This is my only account. I deleted my previous one."
"Why did you delete it?" I asked, thinking about Rainey.
"What does it matter?" she replied. "I got sick of everything. You spend years telling everyone the metaverse isn't a game, and then someone uses you like a chess pawn. Suddenly, you're left wondering what on earth the point is in all that sitting in front of a computer screen. So I left. It was a rash move, but it felt good. I was sitting in my house by myself, and there was some new guy in my private message window who'd seen me at a shop I'd been in 10 minutes earlier, and I felt like I was stuck in a script that I'd been through over and over again. Just like that, I logged out. And then I went to the control panel and deleted my account so I wouldn't be tempted to go back. But of course, the truth is that I'm addicted to the virtual world. It took me a few days to realize it, and then I ended up creating a new account. I hated myself for it, but I resolved that if I really was going to do it all over again, I would this time do something purposeful with my time in there. That way, the next time I got played, I'd at least have something else to show for all that time. I guess I want to be more like you guys. You all have your thing in world. You all do stuff. Your skins are amazing, Indy. Your blogs are outstanding, Jennifer and Mary Ann. Oh, and I've read a couple of your books recently, Leonard. I must say I'm transfixed.
Why, thank you, I said, blushing slightly. "And what is it," asked Edward, "that you've decided to do?"
"In the first instance," Vanilla replied, "I want to make stuff. Nostalgia stuff. I like the idea of people recreating the grown-up world that their childhood took place in."
"Well, there's plenty of that kind of thing already flooding the marketplace," Raw commented.
"And yet you can never quite find the exact type of radio or plate or coffee table that you're looking for," Vanilla said. "There's room for a little more."
"And in the second instance?" I asked.
"Well, if I manage to make some sort of success of the nostalgia stuff, then I want to move into virtual holidays. That's a long way off, though. We'll see."
Indigo smiled at a distant memory. "Years ago, an ex of mine took me to a virtual log cabin over a weekend in December. The graphics were terrible back then. When I look now at pictures of him that I took back then, I just don't understand why I didn't realise his face looked like a badly carved ham."
Marianne nearly spat her water out across the table.
"And the log cabin looked like it was made from toilet rolls painted by a preschooler, and the snow looked like badly taped together pieces of paper. But despite all that, I have to admit, it was actually really nice to get away for a couple of days."
"It's bizarre when you think about it," said Jennifer. "You're still sitting at the same desk, still sitting in front of the same computer, and yet somehow you're someplace completely different.
Still, that's the metaverse for you, always shining a light on all those cracks in the foundation to what we once called reality."
"Wow," said Vanilla, "so profound."
Our food arrived, as Enrico laid out our dishes in front of us, wisely finishing with Raw so that the rest of us had a head start on our meals before the young man could commence his murderous assault on the large Hawaiian pizza delivered to him. Indigo asked Vanilla to outline the problem she had brought.
"I'm really not expecting you to solve this," she told us, "but it can't hurt to put another few minds to it. I'm trying to find an item that I used to have in my old inventory."
"What sort of an item?" Raw asked.
"A dance. I bought it years ago. Do you remember the nightclub Henry's?"
"Oh, Henry's," said Indigo dreamily. "The home of first dates and anniversary celebrations."
"Well, I did the first date thing there many times," Vanilla said. "Sadly, I've never made it to a first anniversary."
"Admittedly," Indigo confessed, "I've never made it to a second."
"Is that the place where everyone gets dressed up to go to?" asked Raw.
"Gowns and tuxedos," said Jennifer. "I'm fairly certain that Henry's pretty much keeps that segment of the virtual world fashion industry going all by itself. Henry's and weddings, that is."
Vanilla continued. "So the dance was over in a corner of Henry's, away from the dance floor. I always preferred it there. I don't like it on the dance floor, especially when it's busy. After a couple of visits, I examined it to find out who it was made by, and then I went and bought one for my Sky home. That must have been 8 or 9 years ago now. Whilst I was in my old account, I must have changed my house at least twice a year, but I always kept a copy of that dance out in my living room. Now that I'm starting out from scratch with an empty inventory, I realise I'm going to have to get all new stuff, but I really want to get a new copy of that dance to put in my living room. It's my one link back to who I used to be."
"So buy a copy of it," Raw told her. "Where's the problem in that?"
"The problem is I can't find it on the online store. I can't remember what it was called."
"How can you not remember what it was called if it was your favourite dance?" Raw exclaimed.
"Because," she explained, "I never stored it in inventory once it was out. That's where you see the names of things, right? Sure, I moved it every once in a while, but when you move something, you never look at what it's called. So the last time I would have looked at its name would have been that time that I first placed it 8 or 9 years ago."
"What sort of dance was it?" Marianne asked.
"A slow dance."
"That's helpful," Raw snorted. "There must be millions of those."
"Thousands, actually,"
Vanilla said. Even so, I don't have any plans to buy them all and go through them one by one. I could just about stomach looking at them all on the online store, but all you can see there is a static picture. There's no way of telling if it's the right dance without actually seeing it in action. It's high time they allowed animated images on the online store, I agree, said Indigo. I'm no dance expert, Raw said, holding up his hand to cut short Indigo's sarcastic expression of astonishment. But surely there can't be that much variation between all those slow dances. Just find one that's close enough and make do with that. I retract my earlier comment about liking your passion, Indigo told him. It turns out you have no soul. It has to be the same dance, Vanilla said. It just does. It wouldn't be that linked to my past if it were anything different. Link schmink, Raw muttered. Henry still exists, I said, and animations don't tend to age in the virtual world the way that clothes and furniture do. It might still be there in that darkened corner. Have you checked? Henry's does indeed still exist, Vanilla replied, but it's been refurbished a couple of times since when I bought the dance. I have looked there, yes. I visited last week, but I couldn't find it anywhere. If memory serves, Marianne said, they didn't use dance servers in the old days. You just had dance balls everywhere to jump onto. Is it possible they do still have the dance at Henry's, but now you have to access it from a server? Actually, I did think of that, Vanilla answered. I grabbed hold of a newbie for a dance and went through every single dance on the menu. I think he must have thought I was crazy. It wasn't there, though. Then speak to the owner, Jennifer suggested. He or she should remember the dance you're thinking of. There's every chance it might still be in their inventory. Vanilla said, so those refurbishments I mentioned each happened when Henry's changed ownership. Not only is the present owner not the same owner as it was when I bought the dance, but the previous owner wasn't the same owner as it was when I bought the dance. The present owner only knows the identity of the guy he bought the club from. Then track down that guy and ask him who the owner was before him, I said. Follow the breadcrumb trail. Eventually you'll get to the person you're looking for. Except that the previous owner before the current one is no longer active in the virtual world, Vanilla responded. I did try that avenue also. Marianne said, when you sell a business, surely that includes all of its assets. In this case, that must mean the land, the building, and everything in it, including the dances. The present owner must still have it. You forget, said Vanilla, that items in the virtual world can be made non-transferable. When a business changes hands, only the transferable assets can change ownership. All other things are either taken away by the original owner or left out by them for the new one until they're no longer needed. You know, said Jennifer, for a small fee, you can have your deleted account undeleted, inventory and all. Then you could just log in, retrieve the dance, and see what it's called, and then log out and delete the account again. I really don't want to do that, Vanilla replied. If I did, there's the chance one of my friends would see me online, and then they might guilt me into keeping the account open. Hell, I might be tempted to do that even if no one messages me. No, that life is over. I have to move on. Well, I have no clue, I said. This is needle and haystack stuff. There's no neat solution here. Hang on a moment, said Raw. We haven't heard what Edward thinks yet. My dear boy, said Edward gently, beyond randomly guessing at names, I really don't see what the avenue of exploration is left. Although there is one question I'm surprised no one has posed. You are all ordinarily so good at spotting every thread that could be pulled on. What question is that? Asked Indigo. In all likelihood, it leads nowhere, our host replied. Perhaps I misheard Vanilla earlier, or perhaps she omitted to tell us something extra that she did. What did you mishear, Edward? The laptop asked. Oh, you mentioned your sudden realization regarding your virtual life, and then I think you said, Just like that, I logged out and deleted my account.
Yes, that's right. You didn't mishear anything. That's exactly what I said.
Then did you omit to tell us that you deleted your house and everything in it before you logged out?
Oh my God, Indigo said. I just assumed...
You did delete the house, didn't you? Said Roar. Please tell me you deleted the house and we haven't been going in circles like fools.
No, I just logged off, Vanilla said. The house would have been zapped when I deleted my account, right?
For the second time that evening, Roar's head hit the table with a thud.
If you don't delete your stuff before you delete your account, then it just becomes an abandoned house, Indigo explained to her.
Like all the abandoned stuff littering up my region, Roar muttered through the tablecloth.
You mean the dance is still there?
Provided no one has since bought up the land and returned everything, yes.
So all you have to do, said Edward, is pay a visit to your old house in your new avatar and read off the information.
There was a pause from the laptop. Then Vanilla said, I'm really excited by this, and I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I just don't want to go back to that house. That also might tempt me to reactivate my old account.
I don't mind going, I offered. Just give me the coordinates.
Thank you, Leonard. That's very kind of you. I don't have a landmark, but I know where it is, just the same.
Oh, I wonder if my old profile is still online. I had the location of my home recorded there.
Tell us who you were before, and I'll look it up, said Roar.
Of course, said Vanilla. It's...
Suddenly, the laptop screen went blank. Roar leapt out of his seat and went over to the computer to try to re-establish the connection. But then a familiar voice said from behind Edward, I thought I'd come and tell you in person. Everyone, except Indigo, a huge grin suddenly plastered across her face, span around to see the newcomer. And there stood Rainy September.
Rainy! Cried Roar.
Ah, said our old friend, wagging her finger. We remain in our virtual world identity, and mine is Vanilla Sharp now. Isn't that right, Edward?
It most certainly is, our host said, smiling.
You were here the whole time, I asked, unable to stop my own grin from spreading ear to ear.
Just over there in the corner, she said, pointing across the restaurant. Enrico walked across the screen no fewer than 4 times. You guys are useless.
Anyway, she continued, I wanted to ask, how does a newbie like me get to join the Avatar Dining Club? Vanilla hung back when it was time to go and then walked out of the restaurant with me.
A little bird told me that you missed me, she said.
Well, I said, clearing my throat, you were one of our group. She wrapped her arm around mine as we walked to the car park.
Is that really all that it was?
You know, I told her, it's been a long time since I visited Henry's. She smiled. Should I put a date in my diary?
You should put 2, I replied. One for now, and 1 for our first anniversary.
The Avatar Dining Club Mysteries was written and read by Huckleberry Hacks. Music was by David H. Dean. For more of Huck's work, visit huckleberryhacks.wordpress.com.